This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so the jobs report this morning was underwhelming. 103,000 new jobs added to the economy in March, well below expectations. Part of that, of course, was weather, a super harsh March after an unusually mild February. And really, you average it all out, we're still adding about 200,000 jobs a month this year, which is good. Except for this, you might call it the ghost of jobs reports to come, because this run of economic growth that we are having, well, it's getting very long in the tooth, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Job growth in March, economists pretty much agreed it was mediocre, soft, meh. But then economist Rob Hayworth at U.S. Bank told me this.
In general, we think this is consistent with where we are in the economic cycle, which is we're pretty late in the economic cycle. We have a pretty mature jobs market at this point.
The economic expansion is now one of the longest since World War II. We're at or near what economists call full employment, with so few people still looking for work that labor shortages develop and employers have to hike wages aggressively to attract workers. Economist Joseph Bruzuelas at consulting firm RSM.
The labor market has been tight. Over the next 10 years, there's going to be a shortage of around 8.5 million workers, primarily due to the demographic transition we're going through as the baby boom retires.
And what does that mean in terms of future job growth?
About 80,000 jobs a month to keep the unemployment rate stable.
Which will look pretty lousy compared to the job growth we've seen for the past few years. But would it be a sign of bad times to come? Dan North at Euler Hermes, a provider of business insurance, says not at all. He visits companies all over the country.
Business conditions are just terrific. Demand is through the roof. The problem that employers are facing, it's that they can't find employees.
At least employees with the skills they want at the wages they want to pay to contribute to the bottom line. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.